fortune of having Dr. Peter Glidden here to answer your health questions. And this is coming from the only logical approach, which is natural law and natural order, rather than the medical drugs, surgery, and revolving door method that you've been used to for so long. Paying close attention to nutrition and to homeopathic applications when necessary. Dr. Peter Glidden, how are you doing today, sir?
Best day of my life so far.
Love it.
Thank you very much. I don't know if I told you this, but did you hear about the two antennas that got married?
No.
Oh, the wedding wasn't anything special, but the reception.
Oh, that was awesome. Man. That's good.
Yeah, that's my dad joke for the day. I'm going to be giving you a dad joke every time we're together now from now on. So prepare. I like
it. Yeah. I can't wait. That's a treat for everybody.
Let's go.
Let me go take a look over here real quick. Okay, we got that in the room. We've got this over here. And let me just double check. I think that's good. I'll just refresh that real quick. So what do you, how do I phrase this? What do you make of, and I don't know if this goes into a different territory or whatnot, but animal, the practice on animals, like the, never mind the fact that we cut off parts of them or disable them in some way, but do you think any of the inoculations that are done to animals further their lives and make them better people for it, better animals for it, or do you think it drastically reduces them or sets up problems for the future?
I don't know enough about that. I mean, we know that the vaccine strategy for human beings is completely ineffective, regardless of what the published literature says, which is biased. So I don't know. I would not assume that it would be, that it would do anything, quite frankly. And my colleague that I learned all of my medical nutrition information from, before he was a naturopathic doctor, he was a world famous veterinarian pathologist. And he was in charge of a $25 million research project in order to discover once and for all the net negative effects of environmental toxicity on the health of humans and animals. This was in response to the Minamata disaster, where a industrial plant dumped hundreds of gallons of mercury into the water, Minamata River. It flowed down the river into Minamata Bay. The algae sucked it up. The little fish ate the algae. The medium fish ate the little fish. The big fish ate the medium fish, and the villagers ate the big fish. Everybody in the village got sick. A lot of people died. And, you know, a year later, all the kids that were born were seriously malformed, like three arms, half a brain, one eye, 12 fingers. I mean, it was bad, man. And it sent a shockwave through the research community, the scientific community. A son of a bitch, if mercury, because they figured out it was mercury, that wasn't hard. Because it was such a gigantic dump of mercury, right? They said, oh, my God, if mercury can do this, what about everything else we're pouring into the water? I mean, this was before, you know, the globalists really had a say in anything. So they conducted a study, and they tapped my colleague, Dr. Joel Wallach, to be in charge of it, because he had, at that point in time, more experience with physiological effects of toxicity than any other doctor on the face of the earth. And he was published regarding that. So, long story short, Wallach did a 10-year research study, 10,000 autopsies, millions of blood chemistries and histopathologies. The result of all of that work is in the Smithsonian Institution now. It's a national treasure. And Wallach's research was almost canceled halfway through it, because they were coming up blank. The only time that environmental pollution was a problem with the health of animals was if it was a big exposure, like Minamata, or, you know, Chernobyl, right? Or Vietnam with, you know, Agent Orange. Like, if it was a big exposure event, there was a problem. But the small shit that was in the air and the water and the food at that time was not a problem. But they stumbled upon a much bigger problem, and they weren't looking for it. This is why it was an important discovery. It was that nutrient deficiencies were a gigantic role in negative physiological outcomes, like gigantic, really, really big. So well, after Wallach's research was published, or after he finished it, zoos and dog food companies got a hold of it, and they started putting vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids into the food that they were feeding the animals, or, you know, the Purina put it in the dog food. Yeah. It doubled the life expectancy of the average household dog. And all of a sudden, the pandas in the zoo are getting pregnant, and the animals in the zoo are not getting sick anymore, and they're making new baby animals. And it was a big difference. Because before Wallach's research, they were feeding the animals crap, like, you know, moldy bread and you know, rotten potatoes and stuff. It was just, they were not nutritionally satisfied. So that's a long-winded way of answering the question that what's a much more significant impact on the health of an animal is not the lack of a vaccine, it's the lack of of nutrients. And by the way, this is why steak doesn't cost $300 a pound. Because the cow never gets sick. I mean, the cow's a mammal. Why doesn't the cow get arthritis or fibromyalgia or congestive heart failure or cardiomyopathy or fibromyalgia or autoimmune disease? Or why? Why doesn't that happen to the cow? Or the chicken or the pig? Because they're nutrified. And so it's kind of a big deal, and it's completely goes right over the head of everybody. Wallach also discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis, and he also proved that muscular dystrophy is not genetic.
Wow.
He proved it. And when he found the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis, he was working at Yerkes Primate Research Center in Atlanta, and they fired him.
What? I mean, this is what I'm talking. Everything is inverted and backward.
It's 10 times. It's 100 times as bad as you think it is. Well, it might be 10 times as bad as you think it is. It's 100 times worse than most people think that it is. As it turns out, the cystic fibrosis thing was caused by a deficiency in the trace mineral selenium in the blood of the pregnant mother, and he was experimenting on rhesus monkeys. So if the rhesus monkey mother had a diet that there was no selenium in it, the selenium was restricted, the baby monkeys were born with cystic fibrosis. If the mother monkey was given selenium, no cystic fibrosis, baby monkeys.
And
it was like a switch.
After the fact, it's too late. Like, once it's born, you can't reverse it with selenium, right?
No.
It's already a developmental problem, right? It developed into that.
Yeah, because there was a genetic switch that flipped during gestation that caused cystic fibrosis to happen. That genetic switch flipped because of a nutrient deficiency.
Yeah. The mother scaled back on the nutrients, kind of like with plants again, like I see outside. You know, even if you're getting a fruit and it all of a sudden dries up, it's because the plant is pulling back the resources because there's not enough in the ground. It's not just water and sunlight. You need something in the soil too.
Makes sense to me. Doesn't make sense to anybody else. But because this was in the 80s, and even if it was today, it would still have been rejected because the cognitive dissonance was really strong. It still is. But back in those days, it's a genetic disease. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease. It's a genetic disease. We know it's a genetic disease. Shut up. It's a genetic disease. How is a nutrient going to affect a genetic disease? Well, as it turns out, it's not a genetic disease. It's an epigenetic disease. Epigenetics is the study of environmental stress on gene expression. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting to talk about because the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes that are related to breast cancer and
right, women, right.
those aren't genes. They're mutations of genes. You know what the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes in their unmutated state do?
I do, but I'm letting you go with it. Yeah.
They fix gene mutations. That's what they do. The body has a way to fix gene mutations. But when the genes that fix gene mutations are mutated themselves, then you're shit out of luck. And that's, again, this information goes right over the head of every oncologist in the world. It wouldn't not then therefore be prudent to ask the question, well, what's causing a gene to mutate? What's causing the BRCA1 gene to mutate so that the woman gets cancer? That's a good question to ask, but it's never asked. Because a patient cured is a customer lost.
So not so much heredity, not so much it's genetic in that sense of, you know, you're getting it from your parents who don't have the disease themselves, which is should be an indication right there that it's not true. You know, but then you're going to be predisposed to certain things throughout life that other people won't be, even if it's not something that's, you know, a consistent disease, but you might be more prone to illnesses of other kinds because of something that happened at during the birth development process. Regardless of all the nutrients you take at this time, you're still probably going to be, oh, you'll get the flu more often or whatever the hell the flu really is or something like that, because or asthma. That sounds like something that would make sense, right? Because that should have been taken care of during your developmental phase. Once you're past that, well, there's the reason why people are different then, right, I guess?
Yeah, well, 100%, right? So, and there is there's a interesting theory in naturopathic medicine called the miasmatic theory, which is the observation that certain illnesses will run through a family tree. That this particular family, they all have a tendency to get lung issues. Or this particular family, they all have a tendency to get joint and bone issues. This particular family, they all go crazy, right? And, you know, is it genetics? This is where it gets complicated, Daniel, because genetics is such an overarching subject. I mean, every single solitary thing in the body is impacted by genetics. Everything. Not anything happens in the body that's not because of a gene. Nothing. So blaming a disease on genetics is like blaming tornadoes on sunlight. I know what causes tornadoes. I've discovered the cause of tornadoes. I'm going to have a press conference. Tornadoes are horrible. I know what causes them. It's sunlight. Can't have a tornado without a cloud. Can't have a cloud without evaporation. Can't have evaporation without sunlight. It's sunlight that causes tornadoes. Well, it's really kind of a piss-ass explanation. I mean, yeah, but not really. And that's what it is with genetics, which is why medical doctors blame everything on genetics. Everything. I mean, I just, you know, I gave a part of my continuing education series on my website that I'm really pretty excited about. I just gave a presentation, my part two of it was kind of breaking down the difference between holistic medicine and reductionistic medicine and what the heck is going on here with some pragmatic examples.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up here right now. But I was talking about medical doctors. This comes as a revelation to most people that medical doctors have no idea what causes disease. They don't know what causes disease. And I'm going to find this for you right here. Because
can I pull up your website? Because I know it's on there.
No, it's not on the website. It's
okay.
It was really pretty good. Hold on. I can find it here.
This is the
survey says.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay, very good. So this is from the Mayo Clinic. It's about migraine headaches. Okay. Here's, and I'm quoting from the Mayo Clinic. Though migraine causes are not fully understood, genetics and environmental factors appear to play a role. So they use the genetic scapegoat to deflect away from their physiological incompetence. They have no idea what causes it. They have no idea what causes heartburn. They know what it looks like. They know how to diagnose it. They don't know what causes it. They don't know what causes most anything, you know, except a bacterial infection. And even then we could argue, well, is it the bacteria? Really? Maybe? Kind of? I don't know. Is it the bacteria? Well, maybe. Probably not, though. So, but here's, they go on. I want to read this through because it pounds the point home. This is from Mayo Clinic, okay? Changes in the brainstem and its interactions with the trigeminal nerve, a major pain pathway, might be involved. Okay, might be involved, might not be involved. And exactly what changes in the brainstem are you freaking talking about? What caused the changes in the brainstem? Wouldn't that be a good question to ask? Researchers are studying the role of serotonin in migraines. Well, very good. If serotonin is out of balance, why? Why is the serotonin out of balance? These questions medical doctors never ask. They never ask them. Because remember, the medical doctor is not trained to diagnose a treatment. The medical doctor is trained to diagnose a disease, period.
Right. And that's why you need labels so badly, because you can't prescribe anything or give somebody a shot until you have a name for something.
And here's what they prescribe for a disease that they have no idea what causes it. Analgesics, ergots. That's an interesting classification of chemicals.
Isn't that what LSD is made out of, ergot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ergots work to balance brain chemicals and constrict blood vessels. Triptans, small molecule CGRP blockers. Antidepressants. They give antidepressants to people with migraines. Oh, that's a good idea. They give anticonvulsants to people with migraines. Now, botulinum toxin to people with migraines. Okay, good. And another thing that they do.
Where do they inject the botulinum? Or do you just swallow it?
No idea.
Jesus.
They give Fiorinol with codeine. Of course, two major side effects of Fiorinol with codeine. Number one, you can become addicted to it. Number two, you can stop breathing and die. Okay, let's give that. Now, remember, we're going to prescribe this drug for a condition that we have no idea what causes it. And the intention of the drug is not to cure it. It's just to manage it. But the drug comes along with all of these side effects. But that's just life. Life is hard. This is the best medicine in the world. Shut up and do what the doctor tells you to. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. Do not look at the naturopath behind the curtain. Do not do that. It's 1,000% bullshit medicine. And the only reason that these assholes still have a job is because they legislated themselves into first place, and they have maintained their position at the top with legislation, political power, and the unbelievable control of the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And a long history of, you know, people writing their praises and giving themselves awards too, to confuse people even further. I mean, you're getting a Nobel Prize for your half-assed explanation on things that haven't been provable, because you don't even have an idea of what you're talking about when you just named a virus, you know.
And then when somebody who does have a Nobel Prize comes along and says, hey, wait a minute, what you guys are doing is wrong, they kill him.
Yeah.
The guy that invented the PCR test.
Right.
I forget his name. It began
Terry
with
Mullen.
Yeah. Terry Mullen, yeah. He was killed the year before they rolled COVID out.
Yeah, him and what's your name too? The Merck whistleblower there, Brandy Vaughn.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he would have been up in anybody's face. He's saying, look, you can't use PCR as a diagnostic tool. I'm the guy that invented it. I know way more about it than you. You cannot use PCR as a diagnostic tool. You can't do it. That's what he would have said. Fauci hated that guy.
Yeah, they used it.
Allegedly.
Yeah, they went from HIV to COVID and probably things in between there using the same type of test. And what are you testing for when you haven't even determined what it is you're looking for? Then, like, these markers that they're finding are things that your body can produce for any different reason or just still have in there. So now you're basically testing for yourself. You tested positive for you. You're a human.
Which begs the question, Daniel, right? And, you know, this from the Department of Redundancy Department. Hold on. Yeah. Why does anybody trust the medical doctor anymore for anything? It's a good question. I think the only reason, I don't really think that people do trust their medical doctors. I think they don't know what else to do. And, you know, they're still sick. They still got something. They got a problem. Well, what the hell are they going to do? You're paying thousands of dollars a month in medical insurance premiums. Well, Jesus, I might as well, you know, I might as well get some of that investment back. I might as well go to the medical doctor. It becomes a self-sustaining train wreck.
Anything that they provide to you is not going to be solution based, no matter what it is, and it's going to you're going to come away worse off than you went in. Whether they irradiate you while you're there or give you some sort of drug on your way out, there's no win.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, you don't die from the heart attack or the blood pressure. That's the win, but you don't, the illness isn't cured. And then you're suffering from the side effects of the drug. And then the drug stops working because the drug was never meant to cure the condition. And they go to sleep soundly at night, even though they know that they can't cure anything. I mean, I don't know how you can be a medical doctor, you know, who's not a surgeon or an ER doc or a military field doc, because that's a good part of MD medicine. I don't know how you can do anything else in medicine for more than 6 months and, you know, not be like really, really disappointed, because nothing is cured. The cause of disease is never known. People get sicker and weaker and more dependent on drugs and surgery as time goes by. But yeah, my bank account's pretty good. I don't know how they do it, honestly. And, you know, no more physical exam. When was the last time anybody went to an MD's office and the medical doctor touched them? Has that ever happened? You know, since you were 17 years old, it's never happened.
Maybe a physical. They might tap you with the thing on your knee or something, you know.
The nurse does that. The doctor doesn't do that. And it rarely happens anymore. They're not interested in that. Again, medical doctors are trained to diagnose disease, which is really pretty easy. A computer could do it. Actually, a computer could do it better than a doctor, because there was a study released about 2 years ago. Now, and don't quote me on that, but it said, and again, I can't remember the statistics. I should have looked it up before the show, but this is all stream of consciousness, right? It's over 70% of the time. If someone goes to medical doctor A, they get a diagnosis. They go the day later to medical doctor B, they get a different diagnosis.
Yeah.
Colleen says Botox for migraines is done by injecting it into different parts of the head. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I was just going over this with the last show about how they were trying to prove BSE and prion disease and all this other stuff by... They're telling you that it's from cattle eating sheep and other type of animal in their feed and then getting basically mad cow. So their test was to inject the, you know, tissue of the brain of one that was allegedly infected into the brain of another monkey. Yeah. That's not how they get it. You said that the procedure in order to get this was through eating it. So why are you injecting it into their head? And then all of a sudden, oh yeah, we found... there's a problem. Well, yeah, it's because you injected something into somebody's head. That is not a natural process. And that's
all
not
of the all of the animals, all of the cows that developed mad cow disease were eating food that had zero copper in it. It's a copper deficiency disease. Prion does not exist.
Makes perfect sense. And mad cow and all that stuff. And, you know, and since you brought that up, I'm glad you did, because I was trying to think how I was going to put this in there. Dr. Monzo was on last week or so, and he was talking about copper specifically, and I thought about you, and I thought about the 90 days, and it made me think. He said in over a year's time, with him taking extra copper, he's only now at 98% of what his, I don't know how he tested it, 98% of what his copper should be. And this is him we're talking about. So that's just one element of 90 or 91 or whatever it is. Imagine. Yeah. If you say 83%, what was the test length on that? Was that 90 days or was it beyond? Because I bet you in a year, you would have 80-90% better success rate. Because I think it just takes time, not just 90 days, but maybe longer for people to be on this stuff, for everything to finally like replenish itself. And then you can kind of like top off the tank.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, different ages, different weights, different sexes, different metabolic rates, different percent body fats.
Different radiation sucking it back out of you, different poisons you're taking in, different
latitudes on the planet.
Right. Latitude for sure.
Right. So this is why. Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, you're right. So what can I say? You're right. And, you know, if we had had medical freedom, all of this stuff would have been figured out probably 50 years ago. Right around the same time they figured out anti-gravity, and they're keeping that from us. Right around the same time they figured out free energy, and they're keeping that from us. And no, I don't have a tinfoil hat on. If you don't think that the scientific military-industrial complex has figured out anti-gravity, you have your head up your ass. You don't know what you're talking about, and you should have yourself sterilized so you don't pass on your stupid genes to the next generation.
Scored one for eugenics.
It's and that's been going on since 1950s.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Townsend Brown, like you were saying, in a simple experiment with the plates, I mean, that just tells you, what do you think the applications have been since then? And was he even the first guy, or just the one they tell you about?
Right.
You know. So right. Kalen 58 asked the question, and we've covered this before, but this is a good question anyway for people who didn't hear it the first time. So it's, hi, Daniel and Dr. Glidden. What is causing young men to be low on testosterone? My 32-year-old son tested low. He had an undescended testicle when he was young and had it surgically corrected. I don't know if one has to do with the other, honestly, but maybe it does.
So the first thing to consider, so first of all, nobody knows what healthy testosterone levels are. You have no idea what that is. I think low T is mostly made up.
Is he a vegan, though? Because if he's not getting his cholesterol.
Well, yeah. So the first thing to consider, right, it is possible to have hormone imbalances. But if you do have a hormone imbalance and you have, you know, all your plumbing is intact, right, nothing's been surgically removed, then the first thing to consider is it's a liver issue, because the liver makes cholesterol, or you're simply not eating enough food that has cholesterol in it, or your body doesn't have the nutrients it needs to metabolize cholesterol into a hormone. All sex hormones, all hormones, it doesn't matter if there's a sex hormone or a stress hormone or whatever the hell it is, they're made from cholesterol. That's what they're made from. They're made from cholesterol. So now your liver makes 85% of the cholesterol that your body needs. You still need to eat food that's high in cholesterol, because you need to. So the kid needs to be he needs to not be avoiding cholesterol. I would give him the 90 essential nutrients for 90 days. And starting on month number 4, I would put him on the 21-day beet juice program to regenerate his liver. And that should fix it. If it even is a problem, because the blood work is, I would not lean on the blood work to tell me that, because how did they know what's normal?
And isn't that like a snapshot in time, and things change?
Yes, 100%. And you know, if everybody in the population is undernutrified, which they are, if everybody's eating all the bad foods all the time, which they are, well, how can you possibly figure out what a normal red blood count is, or white blood count, or testosterone? How can you figure that out? Because the population that you're testing on is unhealthy.
Right, right. The mean would be the low.
Right.
Right.
And so the whole thing is just whatever the medical doctor says, don't freaking believe it. Don't go to the medical doctor ever again for anything unless you're bleeding or have trauma and you need an emergency heroic medical intervention to keep your life alive. That's what the medical doctors are good for.
You know, since we've been talking, and I love chicken wings, and I do not like them baked. I love, since I was a little kid, fried chicken wings, but I won't go out and eat them anymore because 99.9% of the oils are going to be, I don't want to, they're either a blend But they're most certainly you're soaking up soy while you're frying it, and that's not something that I want to do. I mean, if he had a plate of chicken wings and a soy latte before he had his test, that might have just kicked it off the, you know, if it was just the one time he had it done, that might have been just enough to alter it.
Something plus, when you superheat an oil, it creates acrylamide, which is carcinogenic. Right.
Yeah, that's why they tell you not to drink coffee too. That's why it has a Prop 65 on it. The coffee bean, I don't know if it's acrylamide, but I think it was. But the roasting of the bean, the darker the roast, the apparently the worse, just like with overcooking meat.
I better start drinking tea.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to do that. I mean, I like green tea with jasmine, but I got to have the black coffee in the morning.
That's racist, Daniel.
It is, right? Oh, man. I just don't do the sugar anymore. I used to wait till the spoon stuck straight up, and then I stopped eating all that sugar.
Yeah, right.
All right. So anybody out there, the phone number is 619-431-0334. You can ask Dr. Peter Glidden your questions for the next 20 minutes. And also you can ask in this format here on both sites. Let me go check FTJ Media real quick. I'll see if, oh, that's not the correct one. Hold on. There we are. Is it coming or not? Seems a little slow. Hold on.
That's all right.
There's anybody here in the chat box here. Nope, not yet. Wait, chat box hasn't opened up yet. That's why. Yeah, nope, not yet. All right, good. There's people there. There's plenty of people watching, just not asking the questions yet. So let's go back over to here. All right, good. We got sufficient, decent amount of people on. All
these people knew how much I charged an hour, they'd be asking me questions right now.
Absolutely. Exactly. Take advantage of it while you can. And also, I would say, given the different times that people are available, like your Tuesday night is a perfect time for most people to catch you on your own live Q&A. And also, you know, you do one an hour before you come on with me. You finish one an hour before you come on with me. Okay. On your site. So that's another thing to consider. You want to get onto this website here, and let me pull it up for you so you can see it. It is called leavebigpharmabehind.com. On my website, semperfryllc.com, I have on the top right corner a picture of Dr. Peter Glidden. You can click that and it comes right to here. And once you do that, you go ahead and use code all lowercase ball busters. By the way, we had another person sign up this morning.
Nice.
For the annual. And then you can go ahead and get into this. This pulls it up here. My membership is going to be different than because it's already done, but you'll go through the process there and lock your rate in. The annual saves you another $120 over the, and it's 50% off with the coupon, but you're looking at another $120 off if you do the annual rather than the monthly. The monthly is 30. It breaks down to 20 a month if you do it the annual, or you can say you got 4 months free, however you want to look at it, which is awesome. Especially,
I don't know whose idea that was.
It was a good idea. It was a very sound one. We're doing it.
Thanks to Bidenomics,
oh my god,
a lot of people don't have enough cash anymore, and so if you're, even if $30 a month is too expensive for you, and I hope it's not, then you send us an email and we'll help you out. We don't leave anybody behind here for economic reasons, right? Awesome. I mean, I have to make a living, but if you can't afford it, you let us know and we make a deal. So it's good. It's all good.
So speaking of Bidenomics, they're not even messing around with their intent anymore. We have that Department of Defense document 5240.01 that I've shared with people here, basically giving the military full. Oh, here comes a private number. I'll see if it's an actual person or if I have a bill collector. Hold on one second.
George.
Hey, let's go with it.
Accept. Press one.
Hello. George?
Hello, your car's warranty has expired. Just kidding.
That was good, George.
Very good. go ahead and ask your question to Dr. Peter Glidden, since you've definitely earned it with that. That was hilarious. Go for it, man.
I could have delivered it better, maybe with an Indian accent. I take supplements, and I was wondering about B12, if there's any negative side effects or if it's generally good to take.
Well, okay. No, it's generally good to take. The best, you know, it's hard for B12 to be assimilated in the body. We if we needed somebody who actually like therapeutically needed, you know, big B12 uptake, then we would inject it. It would give intramuscular injections of B12 or IV B12. But here's something that you need to understand, because this is very important. And I'm the only one, you know, this from the shameless department of self-promotion. I am the only one on the public stage saying this, right? There are 90 essential nutrients that your body needs in order to work the way that God and nature intended it to. 16 of those are vitamins. 60 are minerals. 12 are amino acids and 2 are fatty acids. You need all 90. So in order to make B12 be efficiently assimilated in your body, you need 89 other nutrients. And these are essential nutrients, by the way. These are nutrients that your body needs if it can't make them. That's what an essential nutrient is. So you're going to get a much better experience from holistic medical nutrition, which gives you all 90 essential nutrients in super absorbable formulas, than you will from fractionated medical nutrition, which is where you're taking a handful of supplements, you know, in large doses. And we can make the argument that that's better than taking no supplements, and that would be correct. But at some point in time, unless you're taking the all 90, the apple cart will become upset a little bit, and you'll start to get, you know, side effects, not from the B12 specifically itself, but from the lack of the other nutrients. Because in the human body, it's all about the balance. And when you give your body everything that it needs, all 90, you know, including B12, everything works better and you get way more bang for your buck. It's a much better expenditure of nutritional supplement funds. And the experience is generally much, much, much better. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just heard B12 might like give you more energy or something like that. So I was thinking about taking it recently. I do take a multivitamin and magnesium, fish oil, and maybe some vitamin D as well, and C.
I would say vitamin D.
And then to try to just be healthy.
Well, you're 66% short.
I would personally. That's just my thing. I stay away from D and I stay away from iron.
No, you don't want vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's a proto hormone and your body can make it. Don't supplement with vitamin D. The vitamin D supplements are not good. A lot of them come from irradiated sheep's wool that's imported through China. But nonetheless, it's a much better way to get vitamin D is to sit out in the sun, right? But in order for your body to make vitamin D, it has to have all 90 essential nutrients. And the supplement program that you're taking right now is you're taking 1/3 of what your body needs, maybe even less. Because the lion's share of the essential nutrients that your body needs are minerals, not vitamins, not amino acids, not fatty acids, but minerals. It's 66% of your body's nutrient needs are minerals. So if you're not taking a good mineral supplement, you're shit out of luck and you're cheating yourself, quite frankly. And this is our whole method, man. It's, you know, we are big fans of medical nutrition. You wouldn't believe the things I've seen people recover from just with holistic medical nutrition, but you need to take the right stuff in the right amounts. Otherwise you're pissing into the wind.
Right. I agree with that completely.
And having said that, just so you know, I don't make any money from the sale of the nutritional supplement. So I'm not like telling you this because I'm trying to get you to buy my nutritional supplements. I don't have nutritional supplements. I don't make any money from their sale. But I know the good ones. After 36 years of clinical work using medical nutrition to help people recover their health, I know the good ones and I know the bad ones. And you should listen to what I have to say and slam these doors and kick these tires, right? So the website you want to
go to. I appreciate all the information you give me.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, best of luck.
I got one more question, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So you made me think of it. With the vitamin D, I was reading about a few things. One in the northern hemisphere, like I guess in the top half of the United States, in the wintertime, the rays which help you absorb vitamin D aren't able to get through the angle of the atmosphere. Is that, something? And also the ability for vitamin D to go through glass, right? The kind, I guess, the rays that your skin needs to absorb.
Like driving in a car, you mean? Is that what you're saying? Like
being through So if you live above the Mason-Dixon line or anywhere in Europe in the winter months, you should get, there are desktop lamps that you can buy that that radiate the right wavelength of light, and you just sit in front of that for 10 minutes every day and you're good. But yeah, it's a point well taken. If you're live in the northern hemisphere in the winter time, you can't get it. It's hard to get it from sunlight. But unless your body has enough minerals in it, it's going to be hard for your body to make adequate amounts of vitamin D, and you're going to be pissing into the wind, you know. So you need the minerals, man.
And does that, the low vitamin D, lead to illness as well, a rise in flu and things like that?
Chronic disease is directly related to nutrient deficiencies. Let me say that again. All chronic disease is directly related to nutrient deficiencies. Vitamin D is one. Well, vitamin D is not an essential nutrient because your body can make it. But, you know, I mean, you need to be able to make it. But in order for your body to make it, you need to have all the right stuff in the body. You need to have adequate amounts of sunlight. So this is our recipe for health. It's nutrify your body, nutrify your body, nutrify your body. Stop eating food that's gumming up the works. Detox the body on a regular basis. Kill the parasites on a regular basis. And when you do get sick, fix it with holistic medicine. Fire your medical doctor yesterday and never go to them again for anything. Unless you're bleeding to death.
Yeah, and going along with that, outside intrusions, regardless of how valid they are, because I don't know if contagion and, you know, that type of thing is even a thing, but let's say that bacteria or whatever, they don't live outside the body very long in the first place. But if they, for some reason, an outside force, if you're fully nutrified, your shields are up anyway, for the most part. It would take an awful lot of something to happen, provided it's not being injected into you purposely. But.
Yeah. Right. You continue to be the smartest.
Being in the wintertime, having less sun, access to sun might contribute to having a weak immune system.
Could contribute to weak bones.
Anyway, thank you for your time.
Yeah. Yeah. It could contribute to a lot of things. The answer is correct. Yes, the answer is yes. But much more important than vitamin D, like David, are not enough calcium, not enough magnesium, not enough zinc, not enough selenium, not enough sulfur, not enough molybdenum, not enough manganese, not enough americanium, not enough, a lot of, there's 60 minerals, man.
Right.
Now, that your body needs, and they're not in your food. They're just not there.
Since he brought it up, would you have a preference if you had two of them laying on the table? If it was methylcobalamin or cyanocobalamin, when it came, that's vitamin. I mean, that's a vitamin B12, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have any. I wouldn't have one preference over the other. No.
Okay. That's an
interesting question.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys, we have a couple minutes left. If you want to sneak one in towards the end here,
where does the time go, man?
I mean, technically, we have about 7 minutes plus because we started a little ahead, but doesn't matter. I have rockets and all kinds of things flying over my head, apparently. I'm getting ready for something. That doesn't make you feel too comfortable, does it?
Hello.
Okay. Here's Colleen. Colleen Sanchez says, can you talk about root causes of sleep apnea? How do you cure it? You go to sleep.
Duh. Yeah, well, sleep apnea is a physician-created disease.
My dad has it. I'm sure I can't wait to tell him that.
I think that most people who have been diagnosed with sleep apnea don't, in fact, have sleep apnea. But, you know, breathing, the rhythm of breathing can be hindered if you don't have enough essential nutrients in your body, because the body is attempting to regulate its respiratory rate when you're unconscious. And in order for all of those signals to work the way that nature intended them to, you got to have nutrients, especially calcium, which is really important for nerve transmission. Everybody in the world is deficient in calcium. Let me say that again. Everybody in the world is deficient in calcium. It is the one major nutrient that the human body needs. And I know that that medical doctor wrote a book telling you that calcium will kill you, but he's an idiot. You need calcium. You are deficient in calcium unless you are supplementing with calcium.
I wonder if he works for Codex Alimentarius.
Yeah, he probably does. And so that would be the first thing that I would consider, would be just a global nutrient deficiency syndrome. So I would give your father, and by the way, everybody that I know that has sleep apnea is overweight by at least 30 pounds. So weight loss is also at play here. And you know, that's a whole nother can of worms.
That's like my best friend too. That's
So why do people gain weight? It's because they eat too many calories. Why do they eat too many calories? It's because they're nutritionally deficient with an emphasis on minerals. The same thing happens with animals. When an animal is minerally deficient, it eats and eats and eats and eats and eats and eats, and it can't stop eating. It's a known thing, especially this is how livestock ranchers make their money.
They tell everybody that that's a genetic thing. Well, my mom was fat and I was, you know, the people that tilt their trailer a little bit to the side, they always say, oh, you know, it's a genetic thing. It's glandular disorder. No, it isn't. Maybe it is, but I mean, it's probably a couple of things.
Yeah, no, those people don't have bad genes. They have bad doctors.
Yeah.
So the solution, right, would be the Healthy Foundation Pack with two extra bottles of plant minerals every month. One Healthy Foundation pack plus two extra bottles of minerals. One Healthy Foundation Pack, one extra bottle of Beyond Osteo FX liquid calcium, and one extra bottle of the plant-derived minerals. Do that for 90 days. And see if the sleep apnea gets better or goes away.
So Rebecca just recently discovered the Tangy Tangerine, and now she's drinking it all on me.
Yeah.
She's been getting dizzy spells and all this other stuff, and I told her she needs to take the magnesium and stuff like that too. And we ran out of the osteo. I got to get more of that. But it was she just has these problems, she eats sugar a lot too. But I mean, she doesn't gain weight. She doesn't gain an ounce, and she eats like garbage. I don't know how she does it, but yeah. Anyhow, the whole point is that she's using it too, and she's feeling a lot better. She said she doesn't have the dips in energy as much, and the dizziness or headaches or whatever haven't been happening as much either.
Yeah. So these things, most people have no idea what they're missing. Everybody's gotten used to walking around planet Earth in an undernutrified body, and they get used to heartburn, they get used to muscle aches, they get used to low sex drive, they get used to not being able to think straight, they get used to having energy dips, they get used to not being able to go to sleep at night, they get used to it.
Yeah, my dad was getting grand mal seizures from his stopping from breathing. He broke his arm in his sleep, he bit his tongue really hard, and then now he's on one of those whatever machines. I guess that's going to be his thing now. Oh, by the way, he got a double hip replacement that same day. Told him not to do that too.
So calcium, 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 calcium.
Right. It seems like a trend of things breaking down for the same reason there. If you say calcium's related to that as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's the first thing to consider with hip joint disease.
Well, yeah. And then, like you said, the apnea could also be the calcium, right?
Yep.
Wow. Well, and here I am with the kidney stone that I had. So
yeah,
it must run in the family. I bet it's hereditary, or you just don't get enough nutrients.
Yeah, everybody is nutritionally deficient, and everybody's gotten used to it, and everybody thinks that they should feel like crap because all their friends feel like crap, and it's, you know, black is the new orange, whatever. Well, the only reason that you feel like crap is because your medical doctor has his head up his ass and he has no idea what to do to make you healthy. That's the short answer. The longer answer can be found on the website. So
yes,
click on Daniel's link, become a subscriber, and let's, you know, take this baby to the next level, because I'm telling you, man, you are suffering needlessly just from lack of knowledge. And I'm the only person saying this on the public stage. I am the only person with 36 years of clinical experience doing this. You should listen to what I have to say, because it's important.
There you go. Just like that. I just showed you guys how to go navigate from my site. You scroll down here where you see Semper Fry. You can do it this way.
That's such a great name for a business.
Thank you. Oh, wow. It's going a little slow, probably because I have so many tabs open. Wow, that's so normal. Big light blank screen. Uh-oh. I just renewed. What the hell's going on my site? I just signed it a couple seconds ago. Well, web server is returning an unknown error. Well, that's good to know. I just got the notification saying that I got whatever. Let's try this again. All right, whatever. Anyway, let's go back the way I had it before. So right here, I'll figure that out later. All right, so Semper Fry LLC right now, just wait for that one. This one right here, Leave Big Farm Behind, right in the description. You can just click that, then it's Ball Busters. All right, I've wasted too much time with that, sorry. I'll have to figure out what's going on my site. Let's call Weebly and be on hold for the next hour. So we have another question here. It says, how does longevity on the go healthy body pack 2.0 compare to the liquid pack?
That's the same. I like the liquids better. Just it's a personal thing.
Yeah, me too. Especially the Osseo.
Yeah. So, I mean, taking one of them is better than taking none of them. So whichever one is more convenient for you, but you know, if I had to choose, I would do the liquids, not the on-the-go.
Is the Osseo better in power? Oh, that's what she did. Okay, so it's the same thing. They had pretty much the same question. So it was two different people. It was Anita MSW, and then Colleen came back and asked about the powder or the liquid. So we just said liquid, right?
Yep.
We prefer. And sore muscles, obviously, like not just because of nothing, but like from use. Been 3 days now. I'm hobbling because I did the leg press a couple days ago, and I haven't stopped doing the elliptical any day. So I've been doing that on top of it. Starts off really painful when I get on it, but then I warm up a little bit, do my 4 miles, get back off, and then 20 minutes later the pain settles in again and I'm not able to get up and walk very well. So I don't want to slow down and take a day off because I just don't. But any ideas or anything else I can double, triple up on or anything so I can...
Well, you can use Natrum Sulfuricum.
I think is that for the same thing you asked or said about the shoulder the other day?
I don't know. How is your shoulder, by the way?
You said, is this the wrong one? No.
So Natrum Sulfuricum helps get lactic acid out of the body.
Oh, okay.
So get it in like a 12X potency, Natrum Sulfuricum 12X.
12X, okay.
Yeah. And take a couple of pellets at the end of your exercise.
Yeah, Sanguinera canadensis, I think is the other one you said. Two pellets. Yeah,
that was for the shoulder. These would be two different
things. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I have to go out to Sprouts later on today anyway, so.
You might not be able to get this 12X from Sprouts. You're probably only going to be able to get that through Amazon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They do 60, 30, and 200 on most things there. I don't even know what the 200 is, if it's in the same rating or not. But, okay. So, guys, last call on this. And by the way, Dr. Peter Glidden has a Twitter. If you just look up Peter Glidden, ND, you'll find it that way, or at Dr. Peter Glidden. Okay, you should get over there and hop on that. Get notifications however way you can for his upcoming. But every Tuesday and Thursday, he has the live Q&A on his... let me go ahead and show you that there is a calendar for all that. So bring that up real quick. And... Oops, wrong one. So... Going over to member content once you're a member. Q&A. Dr. Glidden's show is right here as well. And if I'm not mistaken, this is where you're putting your new series as well, right?
Right. Yep. Okay. It's going to be freaking fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. I highly recommend picking up Attempt to Cure if you can find it too. Q&A Live. Boom. Hit that one. Then you scroll down, and there's their calendar right there. So all the little darker gray boxes are the times. You can hover over the top of them, and you'll see the time. So 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. These are all central. So if you're out in the West Coast like me, that means 6 p.m. Okay. If you're on the East Coast, that means 9 p.m. it starts. All right. And then and then on Thursdays, he does it at 11 a.m. his time, which would be 9 a.m. my time, or 12 p.m. Pacific. I mean, Eastern. There we go. Said it backward, but it's okay. Dyslexia or cure found.
We have a lot of people in Europe too. So the 11 a.m. Thursday usually has a lot of Europeans on it.
Very cool. I need some Europeans. I got some people here and there. It's always good to have a variety. That way you can always justify going on live stream at any given day because you're saying, no, this is for these guys. Not just because I have nothing else to do.
That's right, laddie.
That's right.
We need more Scotsmen in the house. Why not?
So, guys, I'm going to give last call on the questions. And let me make sure that nothing came in on that side either. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure there was no more buy me a coffee people because I did have that one coming from Dan last week. But it looks like we are all caught up. And hey, nothing wrong with a light day, right?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, especially today. Check out my rant on X platform. I think you'll like it.
Oh yeah, let me just go. I'm just gonna show the screen real quick so people see. So the one he's talking about is the one right on top. It says fire your MD immediately. It's 14 minutes and 38 seconds, and it's right there. All right. I'm going to be watching it right after this, if not playing it right after this for you guys. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Daniel, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your determination to get the word out.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
One week at a time here. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. You have a great week. And anything coming up today after, or is it just the Tuesdays after our show you do the thing, right?
No, every week is different.
Okay.
Yeah, normally I would do the Dr. Glidden show after this show, but my week was so crazy, I had to punch it out one day. So we're doing the next iteration of the Dr. Glidden show tomorrow at 3 o'clock Central.
Excellent. So it gives me a chance to jump on and watch it too. I love it. Thank you, sir.
All right. It's always a pleasure. See you later.
Right. All right. Let's do this. I'm going to put it up and make sure I have it so that you can hear it. Let's drop it real quick. We'll add it to this show, but I still think you should go on to his Twitter thing. Isn't it crazy how Twitter made us all have dark mode? Darker times, I guess. So strange. All right, here we are.
I don't know if frustration is the right word.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's go there. It wasn't ahead.
Yeah, I'm seeing all this stuff on... I just saw on the X platform, a medical doctor saying, there's no such thing as bad cholesterol. I'm like, and he cited Ufi Ravenskov's work, and you know, which is what I've been talking about for 15 years. So I replied to the guy, "Well, you're a little late to the party, dude. I've been telling people this for 15 years. Where have you been? Number one, and number two, how can you sleep at night having an MD after your name, considering what your medical profession has done during COVID? Number two, your profession is the leading cause of bankruptcy and the leading cause of death, or the third leading cause of death, depending on how you crunch the numbers. And number three, while your profession has been in exclusive control over the development and the delivery of medicine, chronic disease is escalating. Number four, your profession is not trained how to cure disease. You're only trained how to manage it. And you are lying to people when you are advertising that you practice healthcare, because you do not practice healthcare. You practice disease management. People are not getting healthier under your care. Their illness is being managed. They're getting weaker and more dependent on polypharmacy. They're not getting healthier. And number five, WTF. for goodness sakes. I've had it up to here, folks. I mean, you're probably, you've always known that I've had it up to here with the MDs, but it's reached a new level of I don't know if frustration is the right word. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But these people are trained in a system of medicine which is inconsistent with natural law. They're unapologetic, and they do not know what to do to help you regain your health. They don't. Now, they're good for trauma care sometimes. Got a bullet in your arm, you have a broken leg, you got a bleeding artery, you're having trouble with the delivery of the baby because the baby's reversed in the womb, the cord is around its neck. They're going to save your life and the baby's life. That's great. These are also the people that perform abortions. They're also the people that perform transgender surgeries. They're also the people that did the Tuskegee experiments. They're also the people that did the experiments on the inmates of Dachau and Buchenwald during World War II. You okay with these people? You shouldn't be. I mean, there's room in the world for everyone. There is, right? And trauma care is a good thing. I bet you that a robot would do it better than a medical doctor, though, in 10 years from now. And here's how it's going to go. And here's the ultimate goal of allopathic medicine. Okay? Women, after they're 35 years of old, it will be recommended that their uterus and their ovaries are removed because you don't need those anymore, and we're going to prevent ovarian and uterine cancer by doing so. Everybody's going to get hearing aids. Everybody's going to have their, after their 60 years of age, it's going to be mandatory. Everybody's going to have the lenses of their eyes removed and fake lenses put in to prevent cataracts. Everybody's going to have fake shoulders and fake hips and fake knees after they're 65 years of age, because it's only a matter of time until those things go by the boards. Arthritis is inevitable. Cataracts are inevitable. Everybody's going to be put on an antidepressant after they're 35 years of age, because life sucks and then you die. Everybody's going to be on an antacid. Oh, wait a minute. Everybody already is on an antacid. And when you're sick, you're going to take your medical insurance card. You're going to go to a medical center. You're going to put it in the door to let you gain entry into it, like they do in some banks in Europe. You got to put your card in. Then the door opens up. You go in. You stand on a conveyor belt. You sit on a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt walks you through a number of medical devices where they take your blood, they take your blood pressure, they take your pulse, they give you an x-ray, they'll probably give you a CT scan. You type into a little computer what it is that's bothering you. Oh, I have a headache. Oh, I have a stomach ache. Oh, my right knee hurts, whatever. You go on the conveyor belt. The computers take all of the objective discovery that they need. It's all done one step after the next. And then at the end of the process, the computer algorithm has come up with a diagnosis and spits out medication in a dispensing machine and or schedules you for a surgical procedure. That's how it's going to go. You don't need the medical doctor anymore. They're going to be outsourced. I mean, the medical doctor doesn't even do a physical exam anymore. When was the last time anyone went to a medical doctor and the medical doctor touched them? Does that ever happen to anybody? The whole thing is inside out, upside down, and ass backwards, and it is run by the pharmaceutical industry, whose motto is a patient cured is a customer lost. And the ideation here is that the illness must be opposed, right? That's how the medicine got its name, allopathic, opposite to the disease. So you give an antibiotic, an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The only problem is that these medicines are not curative. They're not curative. They manage the problem. They don't fix it. They manage it. Meanwhile, the curative types of medicine are suppressed. And the doctors who practice curative types of medicine are imprisoned. They're bankrupted. They're excommunicated from medicine, and their equipment is confiscated by the Food and Drug Administration. Isn't that great? And insurance doesn't pay for it. Oh, no, we can't be paying for those naturopathic treatments. We can't be paying for those homeopathic treatments. We can't be paying for those chiropractic treatments. We can't be paying for those Ayurvedic medical treatments. We can't be paying for those acupuncture treatments. Can't be doing that. And these are the people that everybody looks up to. These are the people that everybody respects because they practice the best type of medicine in the world. It's a lie. Brought to you by the medical monopoly that's been in place for longer than anybody's been alive. And it's a shit show. And the COVID stuff is the tip of the iceberg. The COVID shenanigans, all the lies and the misdirections. It's the tip of the iceberg. Chronic disease has escalated because the medical doctors have been in charge and they do not know what causes disease. They do not know how to cure disease, and they're unapologetic about it, and they do not give a damn. How anybody can be a medical doctor for more than 6 months is, unless you're a surgeon, right? Or working in the emergency room, those people are okay. But everybody else, how can you do that? I mean, how can you consistently see people? They never get better. You have no idea what caused their disease. You have no idea what to do to cure it. And all you do is throw drugs at it. That's all you do. But because all your colleagues do it, and it's the standard of care, and the Journal of the American Medical Association supports you, even though the research is biased, as reported by the Journal of the American Medical Association, 95% of the research published is biased. And everybody's okay with that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's get on that team. Let's get on that train. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I don't think so. If you sat behind my desk for 1 week, you would be in tears. The medical profession is responsible for more death and suffering than all world wars combined, and I am not exaggerating. But you shouldn't listen to anything that I say because I'm a quack practicing pseudoscientific medicine, right? Look, if you're watching this on Rumble, thank you. You need to snap out of it. You need to figure out what to do to pop out of the medical matrix. And well, like the fella said, I'm your Huckleberry and that's just my game. Go to my website, become a subscriber, and let me show you what to do from the comfort of your own home with science-based, clinically verified. That's right, science-based, clinically verified. Oh, I forgot, I'm a pseudoscientist. Well, no, I'm not. Science-based, clinically verified medical therapeutics based on 36 years of clinical work of my own, plus, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of years of collective work by all my colleagues and all the people on whose shoulders I stand. LeaveBigPharmaBehind.com. Become a subscriber. Figure it out, because the medical doctors will hurt you, and they're not going to do it on purpose. They're going to do it through incompetence, and then they're not going to give a shit because they're unapologetic and they do not care. If they cared, they would turn in their license after all of this COVID bullshit. They would, but they don't, and they're never gonna. It's a horrible profession, and you should not respect these people. You should not. I mean, for goodness sakes, cardiologists, Peter McCullough, the world famous cardiologist. Okay, great. First of all, McCullough developed a COVID protocol that uses naturopathic therapeutics. McCullough had no training in the naturopathic therapeutics, whatever. I don't know who told him about it. But you know what that's like? That's like a chiropractor practicing open heart surgery. Has no training in it, but we're going to do it anyway. You wouldn't be okay with that. But when a medical doctor rolls out holistically oriented medical nutrition, botanical medicine, therapeutics, everybody's okay with it. It's bullshit, number one. Number two, cardiologists have no idea what causes heart disease. They have no idea how to cure heart disease. And while they have been in control of the development and the delivery of medicine, heart disease has escalated. Just as many people die from heart attacks or get heart disease now as they did 20 years before statin, or 40 years ago when statin drugs were introduced to the marketplace. We cure heart disease all the freaking time. And when we don't cure it, we attempt to cure it. You're going to listen to these people? Why on earth would you do that? Because you don't know any better is why. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are alternatives which are so superior to what the medical doctors bring to the table. It's laughable. It's not even a fair fight. It's like Rush Limbaugh said, I'll fight you with one hand tied behind my back and I'll still win. But the real question is, do I need more coffee? Probably not. Not today. So, what all of this boils down to is thank you for your support. Thank you for your subscription. Thank you for your trust. More than anything else, thank you for your trust. Thank you for your open-mindedness. You, my subscriber, are a rare breed. You are a human being who has popped out of the matrix, which number one is not easy to do. And number two, you've seen the man behind the curtain and you know it's bullshit. And number three, you've actively taken steps, which takes a great amount of courage, by the way. Oh, I'm going to do the naturopathic stuff. Really? Am I going to do that? Oh my God, I've got a congestive heart failure. I could die. Oh, I've got pneumonia. I could die. Oh, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to go with the naturopath. Yes, you are going to go with the naturopath. That takes a great amount of intellectual integrity and ontological maturity and courage. As my subscribers are the smartest people in the freaking world. Most open-minded people in the freaking world. You should clone yourselves. Populate the planet with your clones, and then maybe we could change the freaking world.
Yeah, very well said. And since we started this whole shebang some time ago, of those very smart people, 91 of them have come from our show. And the number is counting. As I said, the last week we've had two more. It moves slow, but it moves, right? And for those of you out there who do not know, that is another source of, probably the greatest source at the moment, of support for continuing the show. And why do I tell you that? Because I have nothing to hide. Yes, the affiliate link does do something for the show, but I don't support things that I don't believe in. And as you may have known from guests in the past, I never got really too involved with promoting any of their stuff. So that should tell you something. You know, I started seeing things I didn't like. And then before that, I wasn't really, let them do what they wanted when they were on. But I didn't have affiliate links associated with them or anything. Sorry. So, and then now we don't have them on anymore. So here it is. And again, I'll show you how you get there. So it does now work. I don't know what was going on before, but it did take quite a while. So it might now. Right here, the Semper Fry is kind of like the landing page for everything. And if you use code Victory, you get 11% off of all the stuff that are not bundle packs, because those are already reduced with free shipping already. So there's already a discount on those. But if you use code Victory, you'll get 11% off. All right, and Semper Fry, boom. See how long this one takes. It took quite a while before. Oh, it's back. All right, cool. So Dr. Peter Glidden, right here in the right-hand corner. Click them. Frustrated with conventional medicine? You should be. Play this video now. I'm going to do what he says. But I got to, you know, I didn't put the audio on, so no, I'm not going to do that, apparently. New contents here. These are clickable here. It's the same thing as this bar here. So this representation is the same thing as if you click this and it shows you the list like that. There might be more. Looks like there's more on there. All right, so there's that. How to access your membership content. It gives you a little step-by-step. First steps here. Read how to access your membership, navigate to medical insight, watch the videos that interest you, and all that good stuff. And let's just show you a little sample here, medical insight page. Told bad foods. Am I missing something? There's epigenetics here, cholesterol, calcium. That's an important one. Essential fatty acids. You want to know what this stuff does that he's telling you to take? There's a video for each. And what bad advice other doctors, medical doctors, give you about salt and cholesterol are debunked on here too. There's the salt one right here. Very, very, very good. Parasite cleanse, a video on it. Healthy blood sugar, thyroid health, selenium itself. All very good. There's someone about vaccines. All of them are bad. Essential minerals. Fractionated nutrition, like what Linus Pauling did. 10,000 milligrams injected of acetic acid, which, not acetic acid, ascorbic acid, which isn't the same as whole food vitamin C. And it rips away your copper. When you overdo one thing, it throws everything else off balance. That's why taking them all is the way to go. Because then they all operate by working with each other. So, like the, look at it from an energetic and maybe like a magnetic or electric sense. Your vital force there needs all those to optimize its function, right? I mean, it can go a while in deficiency, but you're not gonna benefit from that. And over time, things will start to deteriorate, break down. And then you'll be told it's some other cause when it isn't. And away you go into the medical doctor's hands. A perpetual free fall. Aaron says, thank you, Daniel, for bringing my two favorite NDs into my life, Dr. Manzo and Dr. Glidden. Yeah, and that's mine too. Mine too. Much respect for them both. And as I'm reading these things, and I'll finish, I'm going to finish, but I'm going to continue tomorrow on Virus Mania and these events that were allegedly supposed to prove why vaccines and the medical establishment is somehow God. I'm going to show you that it was never the case, and that having good publicists and having control of the media and the voices on TV, including the ones in suits that stand behind podiums in the Oval Office or wherever on the White House lawn, teaching you how to use a test kit during COVID. They were advocates for the big pharma, which is owned by who? For the most part, created by what? Rothschild Rockefeller Drug Trust. Yeah, and what do they want to do to everybody? That isn't them. It doesn't matter what the doctor thinks or knows. They only know as much as they were taught, and they were taught by people who want us dead. And that should give you all you need to know right there before you start seeking, well, what is the truth? How do I break away from this? You know, the easy, or if you want to call it because you have insurance that covers it, free answers are worth just about as much as you paid for them. Even though you're still paying for it, you're not going there having to pull out your pocket, your wallet, unless you have a copay. And then in which case it seems a lot cheaper than having to, you know, get an intake evaluation with an ND. But how much is your health worth? And over time, let's think about what you pay for insurance and what you'd pay for supplements on a monthly basis, and then see how dramatically that would improve your finances if you were able to insurance. I don't know if it's, do you still get penalized for not having it these days? They tried to do that even with the people like myself who have the worst insurance VA on the planet. But is it really the worst, or is it keep me from using it more, knowing that it's detrimental to my health anytime I venture into one of their offices? Maybe it was a good thing. But yeah, they wanted us to have additional insurance, remember? They said it doesn't cut it for the Obamacare plan if you don't have that plus an additional insurance. Gee, I wonder who that benefits. All right. Get on his membership. If you want to support the show, there's different various ways that can also give you something in return, like the hot sauce, the book, the creatine. And I swear this weekend is the weekend. Wait, my daughter's birthday party, which is way late, but we're doing this for a reason. We had a different thing going on for her birthday time. It's like Farapalooza for like weeks, months during her birthday time. And like her whole life is like a celebration of her. So it's not like she didn't have tons of other things. We just went to SeaWorld, of course. But for her party at the bowling alley this weekend, that's going to be happening. So hopefully I can just figure out my label, figure out my formula, and pop up at least one more supplement before Monday. That would be awesome. But I got to find out what size scoop I'm going to need. I might have to order that and then put on pre-order for the thing until the scoops come by, which probably like 3 or 4 days before they show up. All right. Oh, yeah. And by the way, thank you to everybody. Thank you so much for helping me and actually the show. So I guess in a sense, yourselves, if you like this content, to help it keep continuing with the computer drive from Give, Send, Go. And there's still more things to factor in that I can't right now, but we did do well. Okay. So this isn't I'm just letting you know, if you, it's not like a DIW, it's not dead in the water. If you wanted to continue to support, you are going to see it go to the computer thing itself. So it would either be the software to the OS system or an upgrade of a part that I already had selected one, but I might get a better one, something like that. But it will go into it. And when everything's said and done, it's going to be disclosed on this here in one of these updates. And I have my list written out here of what I tentatively want with a couple different options here and so forth. So, and I already put some of my own money into it to get me over the hump, but we did very well. And thank you to everybody who has done so much to help it out. It is so, so amazing to see that, knowing that people give a crap, and it really makes me feel good. And I do thank you. It also makes me want to work harder for you. So, you know, I always feel like if something good a good natured thing happens, that I need to show that I've earned it. So thank you. And that's givesendgo.com/ballbusters. All right. I think that will do it today. I have to go make some hot sauce. Oh, I got to print out orders first, make my list, and then go make hot sauce. So have a great day. Signing off.